If you look at Sligo, there's a whole lot of landmarks around in terms of, we said, the model, the cathedral, the Fort Hill. We want the new centre in Cremorne to be another one of those focal points. So that if you're observing Sligo, say, from Carlton Road or wherever, that the Cranmore Centre will stand out just as much as the cathedral does, or just as much as Summerhill College does. The design is very much making it a focal point and a feature within Sligo, within Cranmore, obviously, but also within Sligo. We want, you know, the community wants this. I suppose our brief really is coming from the community. The community want Cranmore projected into Sligo as being the positive addition that it is to Sligo.
And you were saying, Bertie, it'll bring a few aspects of the regeneration programme together as well.
What was put on display now last week includes, because the centre is located in the centre block there where the houses were demolished there some years back, it's located in that. But that particular area of the state encompasses a good lot of the changes that will come about through the regeneration process. So, for example, part of that green space will have pedestrian walks through it. It'll be developed into recreation space. There'll be some play facilities in it. So they are also part of the scheme. In addition to that, then, we want to do some work on Cranmore or on Devon's Drive, so that we can change Devon's Drive from... One of the problems with Devon's Drive is that it takes a good bit of traffic through there, and it divides the estate. It makes it less friendly and less easier to negotiate for the people who live on the estate, the residents on the estate. So we want to reduce the impact that Devon's Drive has in terms of dividing the estate, and we want to make it more a street in which people will live and people will occupy, you know, people will be there and turn it into a public space that's more useful to the community. And then in addition to that, where the new centre is located, the mound, the high area there in Joe McDonald and the high area in Carl Drive, it's working out really well in that those areas look down on the centre block. And our proposal is to tier the mound so that we can create an amphitheatre with the new centre as the focal point of the amphitheatre, where there can be outdoor events and people can make use of the mound spaces as it stands, because they're steep. People, you know, there isn't use made of them. So we think that by tiering them, we'll make them contribute positively to the community and certainly to that area of the estate. So really, that area of the estate will be a place where people will find themselves walking through, going past, and, you know, drawn into. But we intend to make that, or the aim would be to make that the focal point of the estate, where people will go there to access services, but they'll also go there for recreation and to meet people.